Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome back to Who You Got with Mike and Mario. In last week's battle, the battle between the system, Don't Disturb This Groove, and Tony, Lay Your Head on My Pillow, the winner was the system. You are now entering the Who You Got with Mike and Mario podcast, where Mike is always on some BS. Back to Who You Got with Mike and Mario. As I say, well, the silliness never ends.
And what's happening?
Saturday fun on a Thursday. Happy Thursday, Mario.
Happy Thursday, Michael Lockett, and thanks for playing the game. Thank you.
Who You Got with Mike and Mario is a podcast. If you didn't know, even though you clicked on it, you're like, well, what's happening? Well, this is where Mike Lockett of the Who You Got with Mike and Mario podcast picks two songs. Two artists, two albums, two producers, put those things together, one-on-one format, and I asked a question to Mario Smith, my brother over there, who you got? All right, Mario, please refrain from putting your sock over the camera, turning the camera off, walking out of your apartment.
Okay, you say so.
Give it a try, Mario. I think this is a good one. I'm having trouble as I look at this. I'm not sure which one I'm going to pick. And I've known this for months now, not longer.
This sounds serious. Go on.
It is very serious. Mario Smith.
Yes, Michael Lockett.
Fighting out of the blue corner. Uh-huh. First contestant. Let me make love to you. Are they OJs?
Let me make love to you, baby.
I won't hurt. Go on.
Fighting hard out of the rear corner. Don't Say Goodnight, the Isley Brothers.
It's time for love.
We are not doing that. Hell no. No. No, no, no. No. No.
Good night, ladies and gentlemen.
Are you? No.
This is the you after can't do effect. What the? Yeah. What happened, Mario? What's going on?
Something
no. Happened? No? Yeah, okay.
Yeah, something just happened.
What happened? No.
What happened? Were you not just sitting there a second ago? Am I right? You just said it. Tell us what happened. You did. You know what happened. Oh. Because Let Me Make Love to You is some breakdown shit. Boy,
you remember when I was
humming
that church hymn? Remember that I was humming that church hymn?
Yeah, the church
that's
hymn.
That's what I was humming.
I know. Mm-hmm. Now that I hear it now, yeah. How dare you?
How dare I?
Unbelievable. What the F is going on? It's the eclipse. The eclipse got a hold of your book of battle and move the things around.
Way before that eclipse, before I even knew that was even a thing.
No, that's ooh, wow. Okay. I can't believe you did that, but all right, go on then. Do what you do.
Do the thing.
I sit here and figure out a way to get out of this contract I'm in with you, because this is ridiculous. I don't like this. No, I'm kidding. I ain't got no contract, and I'm not leaving, so there you go. Although all right. This would have been a day I would have just walked right out and sat on my balcony and waited for you to figure out what you had just did.
Yeah. Had I done it on the day of the eclipse, just want to went outside and watch the eclipse.
And just look at it. I wouldn't even put my glasses
the glass.
On. I'd just look straight at the sun. Like, F it. I can't believe it. Ah! My eyes! Help! Bob, they're burning!
Oh, my God. All right, let me...
Hey, real quick, do you know people were talking about the rapture was going to happen during the eclipse?
No, I did.
Some of us.
Bernard posted something. He posted something, but I didn't.
People
I didn't
were
know.
Out here thinking that people were going to ascend into the sky.
How did, what do you mean?
Because people
Explain
are dumb.
Yourself. Explain yourself.
People thought the rapture was going to happen to,
I hear
on
what
the
you're
eclipse
saying.
Day.
What transpired that made you.
Oh, and,
think-
it's the same people. The same people that drink cod liver oil, them people, and rub Ooh. Castor oil on wounds.
But wait, those people are dead now. Almost 100. What are you saying?
I'm saying that some old biblical testament came down, and people thought the rapture was going to happen, and people were looking for that to happen. There
Mario.
Were no bodies ascending to the sky.
Mario. Listen to what I'm saying. I understand what you're saying. I need you to tell me what you saw or read that
all
made you think
Facebook,
people think this way.
All over Instagram.
I have not seen one thing. One
oh, my
ever.
God. Really? Oh,
nothing.
Mike. That dude, there were people legit talking about the end of days was supposed to happen today.
How? And what? What? What?
It's when the sun is out and it's raining, the devil beating his wife. If it's cold one day or hot the next, you left your underwear out in the rain. I don't know. These people are crazy. And people really were thinking that there was going to be that event, not some kind of change in the frequency and the vibration of the earth, things of that nature, because those things are real things, science. But people thought that people were going to leave from the ground in droves and go up to the celestial house and you know what I saw? Butterflies and bees. That's about it. And airplanes flying, because I wouldn't have done that. But I suppose if you were flying on an airplane on the day of the eclipse, you got quite the sight. That was probably really cool.
Depends on
super close.
Depends on where you,
really
how
cool.
high you how high you were, because otherwise you couldn't see the sun.
They weren't very high. They weren't very, very high, which is interesting. But that's not why you called. Hey, let's get back to the game. Come on, Mike. It's Who You Got with Mike and Mario. Back to you, Mike.
Thank you, Mario.
Not a problem.
First song. This wonderful, glorious R&B soul filled.
Oh, I ain't forgot that you just did that shit too. Yeah.
The greatest balladeers of
can't
of
believe
ever.
This brother here.
Of he ever.
Is. I think we gonna have to call the people to check on Michael Lockett with this lineup today.
Yeah, yeah.
I got your back, America. I'm upset too. I tried to divert the situation by talking about the rapture. I'm sorry.
I'm having difficulty believing I did this myself, but I did. And the proof is on this podcast. First song, Let Me Make Love to You, recorded by the Mighty OJs.
Mm-mm-mm.
Taken from their third studio album entitled Survival.
That's released another
year,
good song, too.
1975. Record label. I've been doing this record label quite a bit lately. Philadelphia International. Let Me Make Love to You was written by Bunny Sigler and Alan Felder. Produced by Kenneth Gamble, Leon Huff. Chart position for Let Me Make Love to You, number 75 on the U.S. Billboard Hot 100 chart. Number 10 on the U.S. Hot Soul Singles chart.
That's new.
Chart in the whole wide. That's not our favorite chart.
Hot soul singles.
What's the chart that we don't? What's the one that we don't like? Hot Black Singles. That's not on the Hot Black Singles chart.
It's the Hot Soul Singles. Hot Black Singles just sounds dirty to me.
Ladies and gentlemen, Let Me Make Love to You, please. Moving on.
Wow. What the please at the end? It's what's going on over there that you got to put a please.
I don't know.
Are you okay?
No, actually, I'm not okay.
What is going
on? I'm far from okay.
You said, what? Hey, it's come on. It's okay, buddy. You guys are, whatever's going on, it's okay.
Okay.
You have so many prayers you could talk to about whatever's happening there.
Oh, no, I just felt the need to say that after saying, let me make love to you, please.
Oh,
that was not directed toward anyone.
That is a horrible thing to add, but oh well. It's been added. Please?
I mean, you said it with this vigor, like, hey baby, let me make love to you. Please? Because saying it, you weren't really sure that it was gonna happen. Did you realize that you got to the end light?
You are 100% sure that shit wasn't gonna happen. If you had to say please, it's over. Ain't nothing happening. What? You want to what? You said please? Then get out of my house. Talking about some please.
Oh, boy. Man, I haven't laughed like this in weeks. Oh, my God. Months, even. Okay. Moving on. Don't say good night, please.
See, it works for every song.
I couldn't help that. Recorded by the Isley Brothers, taken from their 18th. That's what I said.
Goodness.
18th studio album entitled "Go All the Way," released in 1980. Record label T-Neck Records. Written and produced by the Isley Brothers. Chart position for Don't Say Goodnight, number 39, U.S. Pop Singles, number 1, U.S. R&B Singles. Ladies and gentlemen, Don't Say Goodnight. Mario Smith.
Hey!
Mario Smith.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, let me stop playing. Mario Smith, between Let Me Make Love to You by the Mighty OJs and Don't Say Goodnight by the Isley Brothers. If you can, Mario Smith, tell me and the rest of the universe who you got. Who you got. Who you got, Mario?
So
make it plain, Mario.
So here's the thing. Don't Say Goodnight. Don't Say Goodnight is the ultimate shut it down. You know what's about to happen next song, probably, that the Isley Brothers ever made. This is it. This is the definitive hey girl, or since we live in a new world, hey person other next to me, this is about to happen.
It's about to go down.
It's going down. We grown now. Even if we sneaking at my mama house, we grown, because the Isley Brothers just said, don't say goodnight. Like, where you going? And then as you just, if you listen to that song in its full throat, come on. That is
parts one and part two.
Man, Let Me Make Love to You is a begging song in many ways. And then when you put please at the end of it, it really sounds like a begging song. Let Me Make Love to You is a strong tune. It's a really strong tune. But it in this one, it's Don't Say Goodnight running away. In my mind, anyway, that's the song I look for all the time. Because it's such a good song. And then, I mean, you know, life is for the living. Let's live it, baby. Yeah. He is singing.
It's There's an actual bridge in that song. Yeah.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, it is. And the lyrics don't change. It's the same words
over and over again. Yeah. I want to see what you like in bed. Hey. Okay.
Come on, man.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Go ahead, Mario.
No, you go ahead because you're trying to leave. Go ahead, try to leave.
Because the show's over, right? You asked the question, right?
Oh, the show's just starting. You mean the show over?
Were you done philosophizing, kind sir? Because I do not want to.
I've said all I need to say with the matter, and that's it. And there you are. Hey, Michael Lockett.
Hey, Mario Smith.
All right. Hey, man, how you doing? Hey, Michael Lockett. Oh, well. When it comes to these two songs that you picked, who you got?
That was a good one.
Hey, thank you.
All right. Let me say this. When I picked this battle, my first choice is usually the OJs. And even in this battle, I thought the OJs. Because nobody's out singing those two black men.
Ever.
Ever. Ever, 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 ever. The filth was sung out of that song. It's very, very churchy. The organs, the chords, the emotions, very gospely, very gospely. So I'm like, come on, it's the OJs. And then what had happened was, I listened to the Isley Brothers right after that, and I was like, oh, wait a minute. Hey, baby.
Come on, man. Come on.
You can never, ever go wrong with the OJs singing a slow song.
Ever.
They have not ever made a bad slow song. I don't think it's possible.
Ever.
Nothing but glorious things to say about Don't Say Good... I mean, Let Me Make Love to You. But Don't Say Goodnight is a slight step up. That is on the tape.
Every tape.
Without question.
Maybe three times on the same tape.
Say beginning, middle, and end.
Quite possibly.
Yeah. I knew for sure without listening that I was going to pick the OJs over the Isley Brothers because of the brothers singing. But the lyrics and the way the song develops, for me, I would agree with you, the Isley Brothers takes this battle. And I might agree. I would have thought the OJs would have had a better chance until we started talking. I'm like, I don't know. Because that Don't Say Goodnight song is fire.
Man.
Smoking hot.
Man.
Hold on. Wait. Keep talking, Mario. Let me say, entertain the people for a second. Go ahead.
Hey, people. Let me talk to you a little bit about...
What? Like, I hear this.
Gas prices getting you down? Hey, stop driving a car. Ride a bike. Back to you, Michael Lockett.
Say walk or something.
No. You gotta keep moving. Just not so slowly. Ride a bike.
Mario Smith.
Bikes are fun. Yes.
I had no idea. So I've been singing this wrong my whole life. That's crazy. The first verse. Don't say goodnight. It's time for love. I want to love you. Yeah, yeah. Over and over again.
Uh-huh.
I want to see what your life can be. That's not what he's saying.
That's exactly what he's saying.
Is it?
That's exactly what he's saying.
I thought he was saying, I want to see what you're like in bed.
That's come, keep reading.
He does say that somewhere?
Yeah.
You sure?
I'm pretty sure, unless I've also been hearing it wrong. Hey, why don't we take a listen to it right now, and then we can figure out which one of us is right, which one of us is wrong.
I want to see what your life can be over... No, I refuse. I refuse to believe that that's correct. That doesn't make any sense.
None.
I want to see what you're like in bed. Hello?
Well, that's what I thought.
I'm telling you what the word bed is nowhere in these lyrics that these people have created, whoever did this. I ain't buying it. I am not. Let me look at another. Yeah, it says I want to see what your life can be. That doesn't make any sense.
Over and over again. I want to see what your like in bed. Over and over.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Isley Brothers are saying, I want to see what you're like in bed. There is no denying that that's what he's saying.
That's exactly what he's saying.
So, yeah.
Which makes this song even more powerful in the in the world of that tape that we used to have.
Oh, my God. Oh, my goodness gracious. Some people say that life is for the living. So let's live it, baby. Yeah. Most of the people say that love is for the giving. Let me love you, girl. Yeah. Whew. Lord have mercy. Oh, my God.
The Brothers.
That's a good song, man.
Man, it's one of the best songs. It's a great song. It doesn't really matter what song. You would be hard-pressed to put a song up against that one, and that song doesn't win it, if we're being honest with ourselves.
I mean, I know one song that would win, but it came out like 10 years later. And it's not about sex. Adore.
I was going to say Adore by Prince would be the only one.
Oh, okay. Well,
I was absolutely thinking Adore.
I'm sure. Oh, I won't say I'm sure.
Because Adore was a killer song. When that dude put that shit on that album, that was like, whoa. Because it's a beautiful song, but he is singing to this person like, look, tears of joy falling down on us.
They know we need each other. Okay.
Yeah, you know you are my fix. I know you know. Come on. I ain't but something questionable lyric just for kicks.
Yes. Do you know what he said?
Yeah, it sounded like that's what he said, but I played on the radio, so yeah.
So what would you say if somebody asked you? You'd be like, I don't know.
I ain't in it just for kicks.
Okay. I'm sure that if you look up the lyrics somewhere that somebody wrote to say what you just said, they absolutely did.
Yeah.
I got it around here somewhere.
But yeah, man, don't say goodnight. Don't say goodnight, y'all. Stop playing. Don't you even try it. This should be the one, with all due respect to the Public Enemy of R&B. This should be the one that gets no votes for the OJs and all the votes for the Isley Brothers. It won't.
Even if you have to think
should.
About it. It might.
Yeah.
Huh. No. It's that, since we're talking about Adore accidentally, I'll just say that's a really good song. I have yet to like, you know how Shawshank Redemption is almost everybody's favorite movie ever? And you'd be hard pressed to find somebody who says there's a movie better. I feel, even though I am weary of the song Adore, because everybody plays it, it's everywhere, I cannot think of a song equal to Adore. Like, and if anyone listening can think of a song equal to Adore, put it in some comments. Oh, wow. I see what you got there.
Oh, yeah. I have the album. And yeah, it says, Just Ain't for Kicks.
That ain't what he said. Okay.
But what he said was.
Right.
But the lyrics say, this just ain't for kicks.
Sure. Okay. Okay. Maybe, because that.
How old am I?
I love that. I love that. That's pretty good, Mario.
Oh, boy, you don't know the half. Man, I'm surprised our faces didn't get stuck because we used to do that all day to everybody.
Yes, so no equivalent for me to Adore.
No.
And I think Adore would... I think Adore would handle Don't Say Goodnight or any... No. Any Isley Brothers song? Shoot, any song by anybody. I can't think of a song better than Adore right now. I can't. A slow song. And you know what? I don't have to.
Well, you know, you don't have to, but Luther Vandross would like to have a word from the other world.
I know.
Creeping and Adore?
No. No.
Creeping and Adore. Luther's version of Creeping?
Nothing by Luther Vandross. For me, no.
Where were you when Literally I needed nothing. You? Where were you when I needed you? Stevie versus Adore. Superwoman, where were you notice, when I needed you?
You notice how quiet Superwoman. I got, right? You got quiet, right?
There are some. I can't help it versus Adore.
Adore. See, but.
I get what you're saying, but I mean, those songs are
distinct.
It's a distinct song. Yes,
feel
yes.
It's yes. own thing. There's nothing that sounds like Adore. Nothing ever before or after. Superwoman Adore. I guess it would depend on how old you are and what mood you're in.
The only thing Stevie Wonder didn't do in that song is kick his piano over. He did everything else. The only thing Prince didn't do on Adore is smack the engineer at the end.
How do you know?
He did everything he could possibly do. It's tough. Adore is a banger. Adore is a, like, the okay. Yeah. All of that other stuff was good. I'm Prince. Watch this. Boom. Adore.
Definitely. Now, there are songs, listen to what I'm saying, by Prince that I like better than Adore, but
oh,
not
for sure.
because they're better songs than Adore.
I get what you mean.
I would listen to When Doves Cry before I listen to Adore. I just, you know what I'm saying? I just like the feeling it gives me. But Adore in its totality, it's lyrically, musically, vocally.
Yeah.
He sang dirt off that song.
Yeah. I feel that way about Starfish and Coffee. I would listen to Starfish and Coffee way before I would go looking for a door, but I know if I play a door, what I'm going to get is I'm going to have to sit still and I'm going to have to listen to the whole thing because it's a masterpiece. But I would not listen to that. That's not the first thing I'm looking for. It's always, for me, for that album, is Starfish and Coffee. I don't know why that song. And then when I heard the story about how he wrote that, about the little kid that, what's her name, was... It's like, wow.
That is, and he kinda, like a, it's a true story. You know, it's like it, it's based off of true story.
And he kind of did it like he did her in Purple Rain when he kept listening to her song and he was like, this is trash. I don't like it. You're going to have to come with something better than that. And then he played. He was writing the song the whole time. It's just that song is fascinating to me. Starfish and Coffee will win every time. But a door, man, you better lock your house down. Because that's also on the tape.
How did we get to Adora? Oh, because I was... Okay.
Because well, you created this nonsense with Don't Say Goodnight and Let Me Make Love to You by the OJs.
The mighty OJs. Okay.
That's right.
All right.
The Public Enemy. Well,
we dragged this great show out long enough. Thank you all for continuously tuning in to Who You Got with Mike and Mario every week. A wonderful thing to offer this to you and to you, for you all to accept it. Accept us in your ears every week.
That's right.
Episode 115.
Whatever. Who's counting? It seems like a lot. Yeah, you're counting. Seems like a whole lot. I just know that. It's a lot.
But we appreciate you.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Gratitude. Yeah. So I'm going to post this wherever on things, and you can find it and respond on the things or not. That's okay. That's all right.
That's right.
Mario Smith.
Hey.
I've packed up my things.
Oh, you got your things ready? You ready to leave?
My things are packed up. Now, if you have somewhere else you need to go.
No. I can start the bus up. We should probably start it. There we go. Bus is started. All right. Everybody, please sit down. This bus isn't going anyplace. Sit down. Who you got with Mike and Mario? Thank you so much for your patronage. We really appreciate you. Hey, why are you standing up back there? Sit down. You want to get dropped off last. Who you got with Mike and Mario? Appreciate your patronage. If you or someone you know would like to sponsor Who You Got with Mike and Mario, drop us a line. We will make your dreams come true. Sure will. And Who You Got with Mike and Mario is brought to you by Cold Drink. Cold Drink. Delicious. Have a good one, everybody, and we'll see you soon on Who You Got. With Mike and Lau.
That's my favorite guy.
Oh, Lau. Yeah, he's great. Lau.
Who you got? Take a minute. Think about it. Who you got? Cause we really want to know. Who you got? Say it one more time. Who you got with Mike and Mario?